I'm having power problems over here, so shoot. Can anybody hear me?
I can.
My encoders are going out, and I'm having a problem with the call.
It's just Carolyn. She dropped off. She's having a little bit of connectivity issues. Isn't it interesting when we start talking about Barry Satoru and then all... She talks about his Pakistan CIA past, and then boom, she drops out. I love that. I love that kind of stuff because, you know, it really freaks conspiracy theorists out to a large degree. And I'm all about freaking out conspiracy theorists. It's fun. I have to admit.
We talk about this stuff all the time over here. You know, this is a daily occurrence.
Yeah.
And most of the pods they play is something about medical. Trying to kill you with the medical system or Monsanto or...
They're not even trying to kill you with the medical system. They're actually just killing you. You know, they've cut out the middleman.
Yeah, they're just killing you. My mistake. I mince my words, sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, it's another night. We've been on the radio since 9 o'clock p.m. It's 3 o'clock in the morning here.
Holy cow.
So I'm about ready to go. Yeah, I know. It's been a long day. And we had two wonderful, amazing people. We had a gentleman named Fernando Vasa and Ronald Patrick Marriott, two free energy proponents who are going to be speaking at the Global Breakthrough Movement Conference in Boulder, Colorado, on October 10th to the 12th, and kind of wondering why they had a flood there, the other day. So we're just praying for them, praying for our Caroline has a lot of cats, and some of them have been sick, and she's had to move so many times that it affects their health. So we're kind of praying for them and asking people to send donations to the veterinarian, instead of giving her the money, just send it to the vet to pay the bill and stuff like that. And just trying to just get a message out, let people know that, you know, we're here and trying to change the world. And mostly the message from the gentleman was that it's our thoughts. And if you believe, you can just, change your world. Ask for what you want and you'll get it. And Ronald was trying to buy Wardenclyffe before the Nikolai Tesla Foundation, Science Foundation, bought it a couple days before he put the down payment. So, you know, interesting people trying to do interesting things, and you know, trying to make more awareness, and not only try to make people aware, but trying to use the technologies to change everybody's life, so we don't have to, you know, live in this combustion engine age, you know, just a few steps up from the dark ages. So that's what we're doing. What are you doing, Vinny?
Exposing scumbag.
There? Yeah.
You know,
there you go.
I think that, basically, I've been told the other day that I'm not doing anything by some people. And I was just thinking to myself, you know what, maybe, what if they're right? What if they're right? What if I'm not actually doing anything? So let's have a look at what I'm spending my time on rather than what I'm actually accomplishing. I'm interviewing a new person every day who would basically never in their wildest dreams get a spot on the mainstream media and give them like an hour or two to talk and share amazing information, and that goes out free to everybody. Okay. What does that accomplish, Vinny, though? You know, you want to have some kind of accomplishment. You need to make things happen. Well, is having an audio archive up there, having thousands upon thousands of people listen to it, have one listener tell you that they were going to commit suicide until they heard the show and started realizing that things weren't that bad and you can actually laugh about all this stuff. What about people who walk up to me in a protest and two people at one protest give me just a $100 note? I wouldn't ask him for nothing. They just gave it to me. I must be accomplishing something. You know, I must be, because I'm making people's lives happier. I'm enriching the global environment with a little bit of humor and mind-bending information. I'm cutting through the matrix in that degree. I'm making networks and friends and stuff all over the place. And I think that I support the people who actually do try to accomplish something by giving them coverage. Because, you know, the old saying, if a tree falls in the middle of a forest and there's nobody around to hear it kind of thing. Like, if an activist accomplishes something and nobody gives them any airtime, did they really accomplish anything? I see to it that they make sure that they actually do get some frickin' airtime. And I'm nearly up to 10,000 YouTube subscribers. That's wow. That's like pretty awesome. And the rest of the mainstream media in New Zealand don't have rankings anything near that. You know? Like, I'm actually outrank every single mainstream media outlet in the country that covers news. Isn't that interesting? By my fracking self.
Yep.
Is that something that I've accomplished? Is that something that's important for society? Is that something that makes the world a better place? You know what? It actually frickin' does. And so to the people who say that I'm accomplishing nothing, point it back at you. What the frick have you accomplished, seeing as I've accomplished so frickin' little? And they go, that's right, you've accomplished nothing because you're a useless scumbag who chooses to criticize people instead of criticizing yourself and going out there and making stuff happen because you're that powerful, but you don't recognize your own power. That's what people do. They talk themselves out of it. It's like, should I, you know, make $1 million this year? No.
Well, you know, it's 9 o'clock tonight. I've been on the air, and I've been up since 7 this morning, so... Beth fried, yeah.
I was just talking to myself there for quite some time. I was getting on quite a roll too. I didn't realize that all the call had been dropped.
I tried to tell you.
I'm sorry. Brett's gonna think you're off the air. We're all talking away. Nobody's listening.
Well, that's okay because the encoder dropped a couple times while we were talking. So who knows? And I don't see anything moving. Oh, wait a minute. I turned the lock talk off. Okay, now we're good. We're good.
I got my back recorder going, so whatever we miss, we can cut and paste.
Yeah, well, we can't get back when we were all off the air. I guess we're done. Shit. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was funny, Vince. You were talking, I'm talking. When Brett's all of a sudden going, I think you're not on the computer. And I think the computer went dead.
Yeah. Oh, so
hey,
we were both doing that. That happened to me on air one time.
The best things said on.
It's on. You're on air now. Jesus Christ!
No, I mean like one of my guests. He was like he started to rant and he was really getting into it, and then all of a sudden he dropped out. And then about 5 minutes later, we managed to get him back and called him up. And he was still talking like he'd been talking for a full 5 minutes and he didn't realize he'd been disconnected.
Oh, man.
Happens. This is live.
That's just sad, brother.
Hey, did you catch what I said? Ronald Marriott sent a note saying he had a really great time tonight. He sent it to me on Facebook.
Absolutely, yeah. He sent me a link. I don't know if we're on the same page or what, we're on a different group page now. But he had sent a link and I posted it on the show sites. But let me just tell you, we're on a Wi-Fi system. I was encoding on 3 different radio shows, and I had a three web pages open and Skype and my Sam. And my Vax. So the fact that we're even able to do this is miraculous. And then I went and turned the heater on, and then the fuse blew, and I don't know where it is, so I just took the plug and plugged it into another plug. And about right before we got disconnected, the power went off again, but it came right back on. So I don't know if my brother-in-law unplugged it or what. I have no idea. But and then you started to talk about Obama, and then the encoder went off again. And So then we're talking about Obama. We'll get disconnected. Did we lose Vinny?
Yeah, I'm still here. Did you hear me talking about people telling me that I haven't accomplished anything?
Yeah, you were you were in the middle of it. You said you had like 10,000 people on your
YouTube there.
On your YouTube channel?
Yeah.
Or was it 100,000?
No, she's nearly up to 10,000.
Yeah, I have about almost 40. Yeah, I only have about 40,000 views combined on some of my videos, but
I don't know how many views I've got combined. Let's just check.
Oh yeah, you got millions probably. Yeah,
over 1 million. Oh, 1,957,824 and 8,872 subscribers. So I'm on my way to hit 2 million hits and 10,000 subscribers. Wow.
It's amazing. Congratulations.
That's amazing. I think it's that sexy voice.
But he doesn't do anything. That's the problem.
You don't have to. Just talk. Just listen to that talk. Yeah.
He's never going to hang up now, Carol.
His girlfriend will hang up.
She gets jealous. And when she gets jealous, she gets horny. So it's all good.
It's all good. Okay.
Unless you get to kiss.
I went either
up.
Way, you know.
Yeah, kiss and make up. Awesome. I think that's the best part. You know, I'm going to have to change that PZAP now. I have to put Vinny's picture in there now.
Oh, absolutely. She made the best, what is it, collage of pictures for the show tonight. It was just amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Gives me a little chance for a little artistry there. You know, you got to have that part of the brain, too. Yeah, I have a few brain cells left on that side.
Very good. You'll have to tell me how you do that. That's quite amazing.
I just use a free thing called PZAP on Facebook. I'll walk you through it. It's really simple. You can do a collage. You can even do a timeline banner for your page.
You seem to be breaking up a little bit there. Uh-oh.
Okay. Then they actually make it fit, so you don't have to worry about how if it's going to Facebook. You know, I mean, we all know the data mine. Who cares?
Yep, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, you know who started that? Yeah, I got.
Everybody seems to be breaking up right now.
Richard Hoagland was the one who said, or no, was it Stephen? Not Stephen Greer, the other one, the other Stephen who does the disclosure. Yeah, because of my signal, I told you, this is a miracle. We're not even encoding. We're just on Skype. We're done. We're really done. I think it's time to go. I don't know why the encoder stopped.
Well, we're actually recording still, so we still got it if we want it. Well, I can say I've got over... I've got over 2,200 pictures. Photo albums. I'd like to figure out if somebody come up with an app so I could actually search through my own photo albums. I can't even find my own photo albums.
I'm going to shut down the Knights of the Round Table because I think Shaziz needs a rest. Somebody might actually be trying to pop me off, think I went to sleep or something. So we will get off of that, and we'll just be on the one encoder at Wake Radio. But go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was going to say, I just wish I could, because I've came up with ones. I used a photo album thing to put different news items out with all kinds of links and stuff, and now I've got so many of them, I can't even search through them myself to find things. If you have to go by page, you go nuts. So I have to get somebody. So when anybody listens to this, if anybody ever will, please write an app for come and go through voting out photo albums on Facebook, please.
Awesome.
How long have you been on Facebook? A long time, Ben. How long have you been on the radio? That's even more important.
I think I've had my own show for like over 3 years, and I was a co-host on somebody else's for like 6 months, I think. And before that, I was... basically a street activist with a camera, and I just, you know, started doing YouTube videos and things like that. Then an American producer noticed me, and yeah, bam, the first New Zealander to have an American talk show, because I know more about America than most Americans, unfortunately. It's a frickin' sad state of affairs over there, man.
Well, you know, like I said, we mentioned it before. That's what, you know, Anthony Sutton, that's what Charlotte Isabey tried to tell people, and everybody thought, oh, well, Anthony Sutton must be a conservative idiot. But, you know, they don't realize that, no, it was by design. They didn't want the greatest generation who had kind of been awakened, because they got to actually travel, which most Americans don't do. You know, people, in, as sad as it was, World War II did at least get some people off their butt and put them on a boat. And nothing else. They got to see a little bit of the world and find out that other people have lives, too, and they have children and gardens and good food and restaurants and movies and books and whatnot. And it's like, they got scared. It was like, well, we really have to shut this down. It was, you know, they had kept women from getting educated for most of our history, and then they had kept, obviously, black people from getting educated for most of our history. And they still kept most of the black schools lousy, but then they decided, well, we better make the rest of these public schools, you know, as bad as we can, because we can't have all these people asking questions. It's, you know, it's like they said, they don't want, oh, we got enough doctors, lawyers, because, you know, they get it from their own upper class people. They just want
It's quite a difficult situation, I think, because when you talk about education, there's a number of different factors of it.
Cars, and if you're really into engines or whatever. But
yeah. Yeah, Carolyn, you're breaking up something chronic, you know. I was just thinking about this. What are the different ways to get educated? Experience? That's a big one. Travel? That's a big one.
Yeah.
You know? And you'll get to the point where you realize, oh my gosh, all of the education that I was told to get actually didn't educate me at all, and all the education started after. You know, I mean, it's just like nothing else actually, nothing out of school that I ever learned, you know, I mean, maybe basic mathematics and basic English. That's basically the only thing that I learned out of high school. That was of any practical use to me. Everything else was taught to me by my parents or my life experience. And I just think to myself, frack, how many years did I spend in that institution getting abused by people, having authority figures in front of me who were dumber than I was, learning stuff that didn't frickin' matter, that was completely irrelevant to my entire life choice, associating with other people who thought that they were cool when they were just retarded. You know, it's just, I don't frickin' get it. And I think that's because I think, and, you know, universities are the same thing. They try to teach people critical thinking, but all they wind up doing is teaching people to be critical of other people that can actually still think, despite going to university.
Good, you know, point.
Getting dumbed down, yep. Something chronic, man. Mm-hmm. And in fact, intelligent stupid people. You ever heard that term? You were the dumbest smart person I've ever seen or something like that? My God, it's so true, man. Uh-huh. There are people out there who are so qualified up to Africa, and they can barely think their way out of a gosh dang paper bag. It's really freaking sad, and it makes me so angry. It's because they think they're smarter than me. They think they're superior in some way. I don't think I'm smarter than them or superior of that way or whatever. I just, you know, happen to be. It's not my fault, you know. I'm not trying to, you know, big myself up or anything. It's just, you're just a douchebag, bro, and you don't know what you're talking about. And it's not my fault, you know. I didn't indoctrinate you. I didn't lie to you. I didn't deceive you. I didn't frickin' make a system up off of the top of my head in order to turn you into some dumbed-down, mind-controlled frickin' slave that loves the state and the things that kill it and, you know, justify everything that the state does but always questions whatever me, the individual, does, you know? I didn't do that to you.
Exactly.
Well, my dad used to call them college-educated idiots. That's why during the war, he wouldn't join the OSS or the officers' corps. He stayed a sergeant because he couldn't stand the college-educated officers that were always getting people killed while they sat in the officers' club getting drunk or trying to find some local bag to bang, you know. And I got to admit, I've got a bunch of pieces of paper I look really good on paper. But I probably learned more. I know I did learn more from both of my parents, who my mom never got beyond eighth grade, and my father never got beyond eighth grade. He got a GED in the Army. And then the 4 years of exile I've had, I've spent the most amount of time reading and reading and reading. And I watched so many lectures on YouTube. You can even get college lectures free now on YouTube. I watched so many things, everything from, everything David Icke's put out. I've watched all of Alex Jones' movies, watched everything, listened to everybody's shows, listened to this, listened to that, read everything I could online. So, I mean, that's one thing I really liked is that, thank God, at least with the internet, while we still have it, when we start getting our own guerrilla Wi-Fi up, you know, the access to more information is out there now. Because if you think you knew anything about energy or anything like that because you went to school, you didn't learn a thing about Tesla. They still don't teach it in school. You can go get a degree in electrical engineering and never know anything about Tesla except for maybe the one, what is that, one energy unit that's named after him. That's about it.
That's called the
Tesla coil.
That's called the electrical down effect.
Brett is just showing me.
Electrical down
effect. Explain what you just did. Brett, come here and explain.
Made that up. Did you hear that?
I like that. Brett just brought something over. We'll have to send this to you.
I was looking at the weather radar here. It's starting to storm here. I just happened to zoom out, and I'm looking at over Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia. And there's these weird circular patterns that I've seen in the radar before. I can only assume some kind of weather manipulation BS of some sort. But, yeah, I just kind of threw that over to Carolyn, just had her look at it real quick.
Oh, yeah. I mean, these are clearly not normal patterns. There's one on Mississippi. There's one over Georgia. Where are we at? Okay. We got a hell of a storm coming.
Yeah, there's more coming.
My good heavens. Yeah, we're going to get whacked pretty good, actually. Matter of fact, looks like it's going to be several hours of it. We may be washed away. I hope this trailer's got – we got pontoons on this thing?
But, yeah, the link isn't going to bring them right to where the circles were. They're going to have to –
yeah, it's weird. The circles are down south. What's probably causing it is what it's doing is it's pushing these storms up north. Yeah, it's moving the moisture and everything up north.
They're trying to shut you down, Carolyn. That's what it is.
Wow, I'm not kidding you. There is some really
yeah. Take out Carol by sending an entire storm to the region, right?
Shit, why not? Right?
You never know.
Collateral damage.
And it took down here. They've taken down airliners, didn't they? They took down buildings. What the hell? Why not send a storm at somebody?
Shit. Well, you'd never guarantee that you get them, though. Like in a plane crash, it's pretty much guaranteed that you're fracked. Whereas you send a storm somewhere, like you say, a few pontoons on the side of the trailer, you'll be sweet as.
Oh. Hey, anybody in Phoenix and Albuquerque, circles are starting over there now, so I don't know what the hell that means. We should see the storm that's coming. Wow, this is going to be nasty.
Unfortunately, it's radio.
Trailers too, so.
Unfortunately, it's radio, so we can't see it.
Yeah. No. We're sending the link. We're sharing a link. We're sharing it.
We shared the link on my Facebook page where I always tell everybody to go there. So.
Well, is this a commercial?
What, for AccuWeather? What? I don't know.
City, CITI, 2x Dining Entertainment. Any clues? Okay, there it is. Look, it's like the whole screen is red and yellow.
I was going to say, we're in California, Missouri, so if you're looking at that, we're basically fracked. I mean, it's like, holy, if this storm actually hits us, it's going to be a real mother, you know what.
Jeez. How far did you move away from Jefferson City?
Okay, about 20 miles west, don't you think, Brett, than Jeff City? Yeah, about 20 miles west, a little bit northwest. But, yeah, we're going to get nailed by a bunch of stuff here. And we'll try to find out if this trailer is waterproof. We don't know yet. So this ought to be really interesting. Nobody's been in this trailer in about 5 or 6 years. I'm not kidding you. The layer of dirt, we had to get spatulas and, Jesus, try to kill stuff. It was crazy. And it's still the back room. I won't even go in there yet. I don't know what's in there. Awesome. And it's part of the creaking door, right? It's haunted. Well, you know, that last place I told you, it was so bizarre that half that basement really was like 3-foot raised dirt. I really wonder how many bodies are buried in that thing.
Oh, my God.
Because the pictures that Brett took in the basement, they all had orbs all over where. And I'm like, oh, my God, there's all these people trapped down here probably.
Well, that's dirt. That's just dirt on your lens. You got to clean your lens. Remember?
I don't know. They were moving. Hey, you better get that flashlight out before the lights go out just in case. You had to burn the candle early, didn't you? He had a candle burning. Now he's gonna. We're gonna go through and turn it. You know, and he's, now we won't have a candle. Jeez, I'm like, what are you burning the candle now for?
Have you ever heard the jokes about Irish inventions, like inventions that are kind of counterintuitive, like the pedal-powered wheelchair, or the...
Hey, that's a good one. I like that.
Or the submarine with window wipers.
Cool.
Yeah.
Or the solar-powered flashlight.
It works. Right. I have one you shake. I have one. I have a shake-up one.
I got one.
I was sitting there like my...
Solar power.
No. One of the little shaker ones, you know, and my... I think it was my girlfriend's mother who bought it for me for a Christmas present or something like that. And I was just sitting there, you know, furiously shaking it, sort of thing. And I thought I was having a... having some quiet time to myself, you know.
Oh, well, did you have any lotion with you?
I think so. I think there was lotion involved. Right lotion.
I was going to say, he doesn't even understand. We keep making his jokes about the oscillator. You'll have to share that link. You still got that one?
No. That was yesterday. We need a new one.
You didn't save it? I thought you were going to order one.
Yeah, I didn't save it.
Yeah.
I guess it was just so exciting. When you guys hung up, it was the last thing I saw before I shut the computer down, and I forgot to save it. Maybe I could look in history.
I bet it's on the one. Yeah, it's on the one where we were on with Rick.
Remember
when we enjoying it?
We kept putting it in the chat.
Here it is. I got it.
Oh my God!
Yeah, well, this will knock out a bunch.
Cool.
Of stuff.
I don't know. Yeah, it's for men or women. Yeah.
I can see it. Yeah, you can have some fun with that.
Yeah,
it's a family toy. It's a family toy.
Does that mean it's family sized? And what family are we talking about? We're talking about Rockefeller Rothschild family or something like that, because you know their family toys are different from what other people would conceive of as a family toy. A little bit of lead paint, you know, a little lubricant.
Depends.
I'm just going to tell you, Vinny, if you choose to get one of these for your girlfriend, I'm going to warn you: get the one with the cord, because you'll run out of batteries. It is no way you're keeping up batteries in the house. So get the cord one. It's a long cord. And don't worry about the gold, you know, plated one. They actually have a gold plated one now. But I'm going to tell you, you won't see her for a couple days.
All right, I got that covered.
All right.
If I want to go away for the weekend with the boys or something and go hunting or whatever, you know, I'll just give it to her as a present. You know,
just give it to her. Yep.
We're going to have that. When we want to have this 24/7 network up, when we do that, I want the Rosslet to be one of our main advertisers. So we have to remember to come up with a hunting version. So we can have it like camo.
It would be camo, absolutely.
Yeah, we can have it camo colored and say, you know, for the hunter, and we can have them tied into like a 12-volt battery if they're taking it in the field.
Yeah, but you can call it you can call it the camo toe.
Right, and then it's like, there you go. And it's like, you know, for the woman who stays at home, you know, hey, while he's out hunting, you know, you've already got what you need. So it's like we can have that one kind of specially made for the woman at lonely at home while he's out hunting. So this is the time of year we should be selling these. We can make a ton.
Yeah, and
at
also
Christmas, it's the gift that keeps on giving.
Let's go get
and also there's a version you can get that can completely erase your husband, and it also mows the lawn.
Well, yeah, what kind of version is that?
Well, we believe in growing.
Is that
garden.
A rider version? That's a rider version.
Hey, you know what? We could get one that attaches to your riding mower.
It's a hands-free version, you know.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, trust me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, yeah, but you know, you'd fall off that thing so many times off that mower.
Yeah.
It would almost be a little, you'd have to like have seat belts on the mower. So we'd have to sell it with seat belts required.
Yeah.
You know, I'm serious.
Or
put a shoulder harness and everything.
They're a bit different from street belt, from seat belts. You could just call them strap-ons.
There you go.
Yep.
Now we know where that came from. Now we understand. Okay.
With or without the lawnmower. Yep.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. You know, you mow your bush, I'll mow my lawn. You know, whatever you got, you know.
Yeah.
I don't think it's called mowing a bush. Is it like trimming?
So how we slip these in. Certain radio stations will never know. We'll stay on it.
But we're on awake, so maybe, you know, everybody's awake. We're not losing anybody. I think we're gaining a couple here.
We're waking up a few people. That's what it is. They want to know where to get one. Probably we do have to get it. We got to get a franchise and get a percentage off of this. I don't mind being a capitalist when it comes to toys.
Sorry, I don't even know what we're talking about. You lost me like way earlier, and I was just putting in random suggestions. I still don't know what it is we're talking about.
Okay, it worked. It absolutely worked.
I just sent it to you on Skype. To you, Vincent, on Skype as well. I'll send it on because let's see.
The Arosolator.
That's right. I put it into chat.
Nobody's looking into chat.
Yeah.
I'm talking to myself here.
Quality vibrator attachments for clitoral, vaginal, and anal orgasm.
Why don't you just post it to the webpage?
Official website by the manufacturer, the Arosolator. It sounds like some kind of machine that was sent by the future to give you orgasms. I am the Arosolator. Does it come with an accent or a voice function?
You gotta really wonder because it does sound very German, doesn't it? You shall use your Arosolator. Yes, yes. You will put in the Arosolator.
It looks like a kitchen appliance. Like I could use this for making gumbo.
What the hell kind of kitchen? One of those pieces looks like the end of a rattlesnake.
Oh yeah. Well, I know that one that has that like white thing. That's the one I thought was the Muslim one because when I was looking at it without my glasses, I didn't see the white.
My God.
I thought it was a crescent moon.
It was. What? Oh my God, I was laughing the whole time. I said, what is she talking about? The Muslims? And then I finally found the page and I was cracking up the rest of the night. I came for you to bring it back up. I was like, oh my God, she wasn't kidding.
You can just imagine just imagine the Arabian girl sitting there going, Allahu Akbar!
It's
Arosolator Hu Akbar. It means Arosolator is great.
Yeah. It's right. See, now go to the page where you choose it. I mean, they have the gold version now. It's gold plated. They don't even have the one I bought was $100, so I guess they don't have my cheap version anymore. Shoot, are the prices have gone up?
The attachments for like $80. I don't know how much
cost. They send you a couple attachments with it, but trust me, I'll show you. I'll tell you offline which is the best one. You won't even use the other ones. Trust me. Good Lord. Whoever invented that.
$13. If you scroll down the bottom of the top page.
Well, yeah, I was gonna say when I got it, it was $19.
Butterfly effect.
I wonder if I got it at a special $99.99 or something. But they didn't have the gold one when I got it, so they do last a while. Yeah, I'll give them a good advertisement. And like I said, definitely get the plug-in model because the batteries are pointless.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys are terrible.
French Legionnaire's mustache. I like that.
French Legionnaire's mustache.
Now that didn't come with mine. I feel really hurt.
I thought you came with yours.
Yeah.
Oh God, I didn't. That one didn't come with mine.
You see, now you know that's not a very good endorsement. You know, I bought this and it didn't come with mine, you know.
Oh God. Well, yeah, I was coming along anyway. So anyway, I didn't need the French
Muslim. This Muslim thing. Oh my, the crazy. Yeah. It's horrible. It's called an ultra soft fingertip. Oh. Like,
without my glasses, that white part just kind of blended in with the background, and it looked like a crescent moon. I thought, well, look at that.
You were thinking it was a turban or something.
No!
pointy and painful. It's just me, but...
Oh, no. A ball and cup's okay. Oh, no, I'm telling you, the Greek and the coxcomb.
Okay.
Aren't you glad?
Okay.
Glad you got to talk to us. Isn't that awesome?
Maybe it's a poor choice of words, but let's try to get a grip.
Oh God!
Which end? Just point.
At the base.
This thing was called the grates and the coxcomb. I mean, Jesus, that thing's worth $1 million right there. I'm telling you. Oh my God! Yeah, that's the one. I never knew that. Go for the grapes. Go, stay in the grapevines. I'm telling you, you'll never leave the grapevines.
Yeah.
Oh Lord, I'm in tears here. I gotta go find mine. It's probably out in the rain. Oh Lord.
It's probably out in the rain. What do you like? Hang it on your clothesline to dry off from all the jism.
Long cord. I was out in the woods. You know what I mean. You go walking, things happen. You know, and I just have to keep things handy when you go in the woods. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, because if there's
long cord, I attached it to a...
It's one of those essentials. You know, you put on your list if you're going out in the woods. You know, pen, knife, water, food, tent, ultra soft fingertip, vagina smuggler.
grapes and coxcomb. There you go. Well, you know, I put other people like drop little marshmallows or something. I just put in a real extended long cord, and I just, you know, have my little oscillator in my back pocket, and it just helps me find my way home. You know, no problem.
Kind of like sonar.
Pull myself in by the cord. Yeah. And if I get lost or I get bored, I just, you know, turn it on. You know,
like the squeeze.
And all the owls are hooting and everything. Right, the owls are hooting, I'm hooting, the coyotes are howling, I'm howling. I just fit
Hey,
right
do you know what you call do you know what you call two owls that are working together to commit a crime? In cahoots.
What?
I don't know, I don't give a hoot. Hey, owls are gorgeous. You ever see one? I saw one in the woods that had about a 5-foot wingspan. That white thing. Wow, flew right in front of me, didn't hear it. Landed on a tree in front of me. That thing was staring at me. I just backed up and went the other way. I'm like, holy moly. Biggest, I thought it was in Bohemian Grove for a minute there.
Yeah. Well, we got these really beautiful little owls here, these kind of miniature ones called Moorporks. And I saw a baby one of them, and it's like, oh my God, it's the cutest little bird I've ever seen in my life. He's just like the big eyes and all of that kind of thing, man. Oh my God.
How do you spell that? Moorporks?
Moorpork. You know, like if you want pork, but there's not enough of it, and you want more, it's spelled the same. You want more pork.
All right, I'm going and looking this up here. I'm going to see if there really is such thing as a Mopark. Poke. Pork. All right, it hasn't brought it up yet. Oh, don't tell me this thing's going to go down here. Okay. Missouri pork producers, that's not it.
Yeah, here we are. I've got you a picture. If you search more pork owl, it comes up with it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Mopoke by itself brought me a Missouri pork. well, Missouri, it doesn't know. That's actually a name, though.
Yeah.
Oh, look at the little... They're cute.
Oh, no. They're ridiculously cute.
Oh, they got video of the little things.
Mm.
Now, some of them spell it more, like in more things, and some spell it M.
Yeah, I've got this picture here. If you want to transfer it, it's the suspicious small pork. He knows you're up to something, but he doesn't know what. Like you know that kind of suspicious look something has when it kind of like cranes its head to the side and sort of narrows one of his eyes at you. And what the frick are you up to? It's like a picture of one of the birds like that. It's quite funny. Looks like Carolyn's dropped off yet again. So that means okay. I'm going to pay attention to the screen this time so I don't go off on some kind of a rant and completely mess it up.
It's not her. The encoder's still working, so we're still online. So we're on the air, so you're good. It might have something to do with the download. I don't know. You realize I'm on a Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
I'm not very close to the, what do you call it?
Now, my dinner's about ready, actually.
Well, then you need to go and eat, and I need to go to sleep because I've had enough fun for one night, for one weekend.
Yeah. Well, crack open the look at the suspicious moor pork first.
Okay, yes, as soon as it downloads. Here we go.
It's finished.
Suspicious moor pork. Moor pork. What a name. Oh, poor baby. He's looking like, what?
Say what?
Say what? He is too cute. Aww.
He's very cute.
And they're little too.
I really like cute things. Like our ginger cat's ridiculously cute. He's like fluffy and and stuff, you know. He's got gingerness. And
ginger cats are nice.
Yeah, yeah. He's a very sweet boy. He's daddy's boy. All right. Well, anyway. And I named him Griffin.
Thank you.
I named him Griffin after G. Edward Griffin.
Mm.
And, yeah.
I don't have a comeback for that.
Never mind. Never mind. Also, after the mythical creature.
I love tabby cats, and ginger cats are even better. So, you have a wonderful week, and I'm sure I'll be chatting with you soon.
All right. And, ladies and gentlemen, you can check me out at thevinnyeastwoodshow.com. That's Vinny with a Y, because it's the most important question, allegedly. And Eastwood, like Clint Eastwood, as in go ahead and make my news. Thank you very much, Chrissy. And you have yourself a wonderful
evening.
Thank
you so much. You too, Vinny. Mr. News, talk to you soon.